And next up on the list, we have Open Door head coach Kevin Ford joining us. Coach Ford, thanks for stopping by, man. How are you?
Good, good. Appreciate you guys having me.
Well, let's get into the Patriots this season. You guys had a sensational year last year and certainly some faces to replace from a year ago. So what are the expectations for the Patriots coming into this year?
Well, I think we're going to shock some people. You know, it's hard to replace, you know, a couple first-team All-State guys and, you know, 6'7", 6'5", 6'5". But these guys that we have right now have been practicing with those guys, sitting behind them for a year, learning a lot. And so they're ready to, for their turn next up.
So who are some of the names that we should be looking forward to seeing and watching this year for the Patriots?
Oh, sure. We have Gavin Dobbins, who's a junior this year. He's our returning starter from last year, so he's ready to take the mantle at this point. And then we have Tylan Needham, who's a senior, and Josh Zaborowski, who's a senior, and Mark Yakupchuk coming back as a senior. So four guys from last year coming back, and then we just got to add to it from our JV squad from last year.
How are your numbers this year? You mentioned the JV squad. Are your numbers up from a year ago? Do you have enough bodies to work with to be able to get your rotations in place and maybe come off the bench with a couple of guys where you need to?
Yeah, sure. Right now, we're comfortable to be about 7-8 deep right now, which is good. So you should probably see that type of rotation from us going 8 deep.
Do you believe, and do your players believe right now, at least coming into the season, that they can beat anybody on any given night?
Absolutely. I think that was established last year, the expectation of Open Doors basketball. Was established last year, and we plan on carrying on that tradition this year. Next up, like I said, they're ready to go.
Next up seems to be the theme so far of the conversation.
Absolutely.
And what are some things that you're seeing in practice from these guys? Because, again, you guys had such a talented group last year, and you guys had such an incredible group that made it a pretty nice run as well. What are some things that have stood out to you about the group that you've got this year?
So right now, our theme in practice is energy, effort, and efficiency. So we want to make sure that we bring that same energy to practice that we had last year and match it at least. We want to give the proper effort all the time, and we want to be efficient in what we do. Last year we were able, with some super talented guys, to kind of, you know, run a free-for-all type offense, and they were able to just know where they were supposed to be because the basketball IQ was extremely high. This year we're putting some people in their proper place, learning a new offense, learning new sets, and just getting them to be efficient with it. And so what we're seeing in practice right now is that all starting to come together, and then just the excitement to, like I said, to give them the chance to be what they're going to be this year.
And as it comes together, what are they getting real easy that you don't have to keep going over and over?
Playing together.
Yeah.
So the unselfish basketball is what I'm really surprised about. You know, you sit there from year to year like, my turn, my turn, my turn, and they're actually coming together as a group. And so the ball is moving a lot, and then the right guy's taking the right shot.
They're not shy at taking shots, or other, because sometimes you get that where players are looking for that extra pass they don't need to make, and you're passing up really good shots that you should be taking.
Well, you know, I got four seniors, and so they know right now that this is the last run for them, so they want to take the right shots.
They're not shy, huh?
No, they're not shy at all.
So they're going to light up the nets on fire there at Open Door.
They
huh?
will let it go.
All right.
You mentioned you guys are installing a new offense this year, too. Mm-hmm. What kinds of elements of that new offense are you able to share with us?
Just a lot of movement. We don't want anybody stagnant. We want to make sure that we're not playing a lot of one-on-one, but just some screens and, you know, some attacking and just what a normal offense would look like, but just not super free.
Which is one of your players that eats, sleeps, and breathes basketball on this year's team?
That would be Gavin Dobbins.
Really?
I mean, yeah, he's a gym rat, and it doesn't matter. He wants to get in the gym at 6:30 a.m.
Do you let him in?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I'll have somebody let him in. I'm not always there at 6:30. But, yeah, he's a gym rat, and he's been working at it and playing all year round since fifth, sixth grade. So, Amherst guy, too.
You guys open up, you were telling us before we came on the air, on November 29th against Brooklyn, but you guys have a game that very next night against Columbia. So right out of the chute, you guys have back-to-back matchups.
Yes, and right after Thanksgiving, so I'm trying to tell the guys not to eat so much.
But good luck on that.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, we're coming right out Friday. The beautiful thing about it is they're both at home, so we're hoping to get a great crowd. Even some of the guys from our past will be there, some of our alum now. And, it's right out the gate. We got to be ready to go.
What are some things that you've noticed taking over for Coach Wright that have maybe been a little bit surprising as the head coach this year? Is there anything been a little bit shocking, maybe a little surprising for you as the head coach this year?
Just getting acclimated to the 1,000-foot view. I think, you know, as an assistant coach, you can really zone in on that 100-foot view and things that you can look for mismatches. You can look for these type of things. And so coaching the overall game, I got to remember that that's his job now. And so my job is just to do the whole game. So that's pretty much the surprising thing. Now, but I'm getting it.
You brought Coach Wright with you tonight here to Brew Kettle.
Absolutely. You have to bring the legend with you.
You know, I noticed you're doing the tough stuff over here. And
yeah, he's
just
eating.
Smashing over there.
That's what he does, man. He takes a 20-5 season and hands it to me. Now he's back. He's laid back now, so he's good.
Jeez, almost like the perfect plan, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think that's interesting. You talk about, you know, the 1,000-foot view and the 100-foot view.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way of preparing for that in practice, is there? I mean, it's almost like you got to get right into the game to really kind of associate yourself with that whole environment.
Yeah, it is. And it's really tough sometimes because you want to focus, like, you know, sometimes in practice I would focus on one guy and where he's supposed to be and what his opportunities are. And so now I have to send somebody to go and do that while I still focus on, you know, the larger picture. So in schemes. So that right there is an adjustment, but it's been fun, you know, and I'm learning and having Coach Wright right there with me every day. He'll keep me on track as to where I need to be. So,
and for folks just tuning in or logging on tonight, mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about your coaching background.
Sure.
How much you've been around the game?
I've been around the game for a while. I mean, obviously playing. I'm a has-been, you know. You're playing in high
How's
school.
How's your knees, Coach?
ruptured patellar tendon.
Oh, jeez.
So, been around the game for a while, high school, obviously a little bit of college basketball, but started off coaching my kid. He's a sophomore this year, but started off coaching him with TNBA, you know, fourth grade on up, and then Coach Wright hired me there, and so I've been an assistant for him for about 7 years, and then, you know, obviously in this position now, so it's been fun.
When you reflect back with your first 7 years, what's the one thing you come away with? Your coaching experience with this Open Door program that prepares you now mm-hmm. for the head varsity coach?
Patience, to be honest. Mm. It's for me, I want everything right now, and, you know, I have to learn that there's a process, and, you know, I'm getting that. And so step by step, you know, you come into practice early right now, and guys aren't going to look. I got to remember, we're not going to look this way, you know, 3 weeks from now. We'll look a lot better. And so I want it right now. And so that's sometimes patience is key.
Good stuff, Coach. Well, we better let you get back over to the table before Coach Wright clears your plate.
He's
yeah,
gonna
exactly.
eat all the food
get
in the
back
place.
To eating over here, though. Yeah. I appreciate you guys, though, man.
Coach, thank you very much
thank
for joining
you. Thank
us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
You bet.
Look forward to catching up with you throughout the course of the season and tracking the Patriots and see how you guys are doing. But, again, you get going next weekend against Brooklyn and then Columbia. Coach Ford, thanks again for the time.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.